بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وصلى على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة، ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، ومن ستر مسلما ستره الله في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له طريقا إلى الجنة، وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسون بينهم إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده، ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه، رواه مسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. The section which we have already covered, just by way of reminder, to translate that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who alleviates or removes from a mu'min a difficulty or hardship of the difficulties of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate from him the difficulty of the Day of Judgment. That person who conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in this world and the hereafter. That person who gives an extension or creates ease for the one who is in debt, one who is owing him something, his debtor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create ease for that person in this world and in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance or aid of his slave as long as his slave is in the assistance or aid of someone else. Up till here we discussed the next injunction or the next advice given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or virtue that is mentioned. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman." That person who treads a path, who treads a road by which he acquires the knowledge of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easy for him the road to Jannah, to paradise. Interestingly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not say "man ta'allama ilman." That person who acquires the knowledge of deen, Allah will make the road to Jannah easy for him. But the expression that's found in the hadith, "man salaka tariqan yaltamisu fihi ilman," that person who treads a road, who engages on a path, from this type of expression there are certain connotations. One is that the road to acquiring the true knowledge of deen is not easy, whether it is dunya, whether it is deen. If you want to acquire knowledge, then qurbani, sacrifice, has to be given. Leave 13 or 14 centuries ago, it's mentioned about Maulana Abdul Hayy Laknawi rahimahullah, who's a scholar of recent times, passed away now, that once he was learning and his father became concerned that is my son devoting himself towards acquiring the knowledge of deen, or is he just going through the motions? So in order to test and ensure that his son was devoting himself, when his son was busy with the kitab, then the father put some what looked like water in front of him, left a glass with water in front of him. Maulana Abdul Hayy picked it up, drank it, and carried on with his learning and was unaffected. Then the father was at ease. So someone asked him that you just put water there, how does this tell you, establish for you that your son is devoting himself? He says that was not water, it was vinegar. The fact that he was unable to discern the difference between water and vinegar and he still carried on learning gave me the ease in my heart that he is devoting himself 100% towards acquiring the knowledge of deen. This may seem very strange to us, but if we read the history of the lives of the Salaf al-Salihin, the great qurbani, the great sacrifice, the great hardship that they underwent in the road towards acquiring the knowledge of deen, we will understand such incidents. And this is why we find our past, our heritage of Islam is rich with great, great scholars, Imam Bukhari, rahimullah, others. They had such memories, it defies logic. We find Imam Abu Zur'ah, rahimahullah, is a muhaddith. Just to give an example, he says that I know 200,000 ahadith. I know 200,000 ahadith. I can recite it for you like how you read Surah Ikhlas. How much effort it takes for you to read قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. I can read 200,000 ahadith. We find, my respected brothers, acquiring the knowledge of deen, this is something that is a lifelong effort. It is not confined to certain periods of our lives. Unfortunately, especially when it comes to the matters of deen, we have this mindset, what I learnt in madrasa while I was growing up, my apa taught me how to read Surah Fatiha or one or two surahs. While growing up, whichever maktab I attended or whichever maulana I learnt under, few masail of deen I learned, reached the age of 17 or 18, after it was varsity, became a career professional, and we find that 15, 20, 25, 30 years of the life passes. And what I knew of deen and shariat when I was 20 years of age, now I'm 50 years of age, the level is still the same, if not less. That, and the greatest irony and the greatest problem behind this is that there is an attitude of total lack of concern with regards to this. The knowledge of deen is something we are supposed to be acquiring every moment, every day. Every day learn a new hadith. Every day learn a new dua. Every day learn some incidents from the lives of Sahaba-i-Kiram. Every day learn something from the tafsir of the Quran. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the virtue. Tread the road of knowledge. In other words, always be engaged. Always be engaged. And particularly our brothers in Dawat and Tabligh, this is a complaint we always have. We find that part of the 6 points of Tabligh, ilm and zikr is the third point of Tabligh. And we find that every day, person out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes muzakara of the 6 points. And in that 6 points, we will mention the virtue of acquiring the knowledge of deen. What we have to understand, that virtue is not for others. That virtue is not to advocate for others only, it is for myself also. Person says, very often when we in Dawat and Tabligh out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll ask the brother, he'll tell you that learn one new masla is like reading 100 rakats of nafil namaz. Learn one chapter, it is like reading 1,000 rakats of nafil namaz. Now is this for someone else or is this for myself? If you ask a person who's out in Tabligh, he's giving 4 months every year, he's giving 40 days every year, for the last 15, 20, 30 years, by what is the virtue of the first kalima? What is the virtue of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah? What he'll tell you? Read the kalima. That person who reads the kalima 100 times a day, his face will shine like the 14th moon on the day of judgment. Now mashallah, you know that virtue, but that same virtue, you were saying it 20 years ago. Today you ask that virtue, you're still saying the same virtue. Whereas Hazrat Shaykh Rahimahullah in his Fazail-e Amal has included more than 100 virtues of the kalima. Why is it that our knowledge of deen is so restricted that we only know the one virtue? Why is there not this justuju, this desire, this attention within us, this realization that we have to learn all the time? Surah Fatiha, we are hearing every rakat of every salah. Imam Sahib is reading Surah Fatiha. How many years are we hearing Surah Fatiha? How many of us know the meaning of Surah Fatiha? The surahs that we are reading over and over again in our salah. Why is there not the curiosity, the concern within us to learn these surahs? Every month we look for the moon. What is the dua for the new moon? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua when you eat the new fruit of the season. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua when you put on your clothes, when you enter your home, you leave your home. Each of these aspects of our lives, our deen is rich. We are given guidelines. There are du'as to be read. There are injunctions pertaining to every aspect of our lives. How many sunnats in wudu? How many mustahabbat in wudu? In our salah, etc. That person who will tread the road to knowledge, Allah will make the road to Jannat easy for him. So we are a scholar literally from the cradle to the grave. Let us get this concern within us to acquire the knowledge of deen. Allah give us tawfiq.